think that you are being unsafe in your alcohol intake. They clearly don't like anybody to smoke or ever even be around smoke. So the CDC is in the business of telling you it's not safe to go out there and live your life. So we need to put that aside. And I think culturally, people getting the vaccine, people are feeling better about it. And that it's going to make them feel better, and it's going to make them less likely to put up with continued restrictions and continued shutdowns, because they're going to look around and say, this is what you've been telling us. For the last year, you've been saying, once we have a vaccine, we can open up. Why the heck aren't we opened up yet?
Good point. Now, I want you to talk to us in our final couple of minutes about your Bill Tracker program, which I think is absolutely amazing. It makes it so much easier to find selected bills. Can you talk a little bit about the Bill Tracker, how folks access it?
Yeah, earlier we were talking about what bad bills and good bills there are out there. If you go to npri.org/Bill Tracker, it takes you right there. Every single day we update it. You can scroll down by policy area. So if you're interested in tax issues, we've got a bunch of bills listed that are related to taxes or education or transparency or what have you. But also, while you're there, sign up for the email, because a couple times a week we send out a quick little update with, these were the big things that changed this week. Here are a couple of important bills that might be heard. We'll let you know if there's something that you need to take action on, and let your lawmaker know how you feel about. It's a great resource, and we include all the information so you can contact your lawmakers right there. So npri.org/Bill Tracker is where you can get it. And like I said, sign up for the email, because it's a great service that my colleague Daniel is doing every single day.
Michael, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. Thanks to all that you guys do at NPRI. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, the first thing I notice when I check out the traffic cams here is the sluggishness of the movement on the 515 westbound at Eastern, pretty much bumper to bumper through there. Eastbound at Main Street, that's causing some slowing there on that flyover ramp. Those leaving Interstate 15 northbound to go 515 east. You'll tap the brakes there, 515 southbound at Sunset. And do look for some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, beginning at Tropicana there on the north side. Southbound at the Spaghetti Bowl, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through there. And on the Southern Beltway, some slow flows, 215 east at Gillespie, and 215 west at Valley Verde.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have re-signed defensive lineman Kendall Vickers. Kind of came out of nowhere to make the team this past season, but then the team was not in any risk of losing him. He was an exclusive rights free agent, but he has signed a one-year deal to be back with the team. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are going to wrap up their two-game series against the Minnesota Wild coming up this evening. These two teams played against each other a couple days ago. It was the first game this season where the Golden Knights were able to welcome in fans, and they got the win by a 5-4 score. Overall, the Golden Knights go into tonight's game 13-4-1. The Wild 12-6-1. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/Lenovo client.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. And by the way, we don't usually do NFL stories. You know, there's so much else going on. I mean, we got hockey going on. We got all kinds of stuff. Basketball. You know, college hoops. But as he always does, my buddy, gentleman Jim Dallas, has come up with a story that is absolutely amazing, and that that we felt like we had to share it with you. Jim, what's going on this afternoon?
Well, Kevin, this is a story that came out at a newspaper in Louisiana. This is on this date, on March 3rd of 1983, and they were talking about the winningest quarterback in Super Bowl history. This is Shreveport, Louisiana, Terry Bradshaw. He went in to get surgery on his elbow. This was before the season, and he wanted to assume a different name. He wanted to go incognito when he was getting this procedure done in small Shreveport, Louisiana. The name that he chose, this is unbelievable. This is a UPI story. And you remember United Press International, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so from the newspaper, dated March 3rd, 1983, the Steelers' Tom Brady undergoes arm surgery. He assumed the name of Tom Brady.
No.
Yes, this gives me goosebumps right now. It's unbelievable that he did this. This is the Twitter handle where I got this is called Quirky Research. And it's a UPI story in a Shreveport, Louisiana newspaper, March 3rd, 1983. The Steelers, quote-unquote, Tom Brady, undergoes arm surgery. That is his alias that he used when the real Tom Brady that we know today, the 7-time Super Bowl winner, was 6 years old.
And by the way, having for those of you that don't know, in my previous life before doing all of this, I was a sportscaster, a sports talk host, was nationally syndicated. I kind of reinvented myself after 9/11, The one thing, I traveled with sports teams. I traveled with the U.S. women's soccer team. And the one thing I learned is that a lot of these big pro athletes, these big money guys and gals, I suppose, when they check into a hotel, they check in under an assumed name.
Right.
And some of the names are just bizarre. And you ask them about it, and they go, well, they shrug their shoulders. And said, well, I had to come up with something. And I'll bet you to this day, if you went to Terry Bradshaw and you said, Tom Brady? Are you kidding me? That the shrug of the shoulders would be the same, and the, hey, I had to come up with something. That's great, though.
Is that amazing or what? Here's a paragraph from the story. The four-time winning Super Bowl quarterback, Terry Bradshaw, was admitted to Doctor's Hospital on March 3rd under the name Thomas Brady. Unbelievable.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. And in this particular case, Tom Brady, of all people. Hey, gentlemen, Jim, well done, my friend.
Thank you.
You made me smile. On the other side of the glass, I always love that. Stay where you are. When we come back, Congress is still wrestling with the idea of COVID-19 relief checks, the COVID-19 relief bill. And I'm just going to tell you, the Senate's got to get it done before May 14th. May 14th is the drop-dead date, because that's when all these unemployment laws around the country sunset. And all of a sudden, they go away. And now the question is eligibility. But there are a couple of good reasons why this COVID relief bill makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. A leading member of the Senate from the far west, from Wyoming, sounds off. We'll let you hear what he thinks of the bill. And why he and most, probably all, of the Republicans will vote against it. We'll see. And by the way, Mitch McConnell today was on Fox News and saying he thought there might be a couple of Democrats that would cross over, which could end up killing the bill. We'll see what happens. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
A new poll shows that more than half of Nevadans think Governor Sisolak's doing a good job about the coronavirus. The guy who had coronavirus? The guy who's bankrupting the state? That guy? We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. 369-1321, 369-1321.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to go to the floor of the United States House. Bob Good from Charlottesville, Virginia, a Republican, railing against a proposed bill, H.R. 1280, the George Floyd Justice Act, that would defund police. I want to go there live right now.
I oppose the bill. I stand with law enforcement, and I'm grateful for those who serve on the thin blue line. And I yield back.
Gentleman from Ohio reserves. Gentleman from New York is recognized.
Speaker, I now yield 45 seconds to the distinguished gentleman from New York, Mr. Torres.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, as a person of color who has seen in my own life the dehumanizing effect of stop and frisk policing in New York City, I know firsthand that the Achilles heel of American policing is the absence of accountability. We as a country have a choice. We can either choose police accountability or choose qualified immunity, but we cannot choose both. The purpose of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is not to second-guess officers who act in good faith. The objective is to hold liable officers who repeatedly abuse their power and who rarely, if ever, face consequences for their repeat abuses. If you are a good officer, you have nothing to fear. But if you are a bad officer, you have accountability to fear, and fear accountability you should. I yield back.
That's Congressman Richie Torres from New York City.
Is recognized.
Madam Speaker, we reserve.
Madam Speaker.
Gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 45 seconds to the gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. Williams.
Gentlelady from Georgia is recognized.
Madam Speaker, what we saw happen to George Floyd was not an isolated incident. It was a modern-day lynching caught on camera, and it must stop. Black men, women, and children are done dying. We're done dying at the hands of police. Law enforcement should protect and serve, but in communities of color, we don't have the luxury of making that assumption. Many black people get the talk, instructions on how to act when encountering police to increase the likelihood of returning home alive. These are survival tactics that my husband and I don't want to have to pass on to my young black son, but we must. For black and brown people everywhere, I urge my colleagues to vote yes on the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Let's affirm our commitment to root out police brutality and ensure accountability in policing. I yield back.
That's Nkema Williams, a congresswoman, a Democrat from Atlanta.
Gentleman reserves. Gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 45 seconds to the gentlelady from Michigan, Ms. Tlaib.
Gentlelady from Michigan is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today in loving memory of Ayanna Jones, who was only 7 years old when she was killed by Detroit police. The fact that the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act could have been named after countless other people murdered by police shows that this is long overdue. It is important to note this bill is a start, not the end, of our movement to transform what it means to feel safe in our country. We must demand true accountability, justice, and reparations for the generations of police brutality against our Black communities. We must invest in the social programs that we know will give our communities the opportunity to thrive. This is the justice that Ayanna Jones and George Floyd and many other lives lost to police violence deserve. Thank you, and I yield.
Gentleman from New York reserves. Gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
We reserve.
Gentleman reserves. Madam Gentleman
Speaker,
from New York is recognized. Gentleman from New York has 2.5 minutes. Gentleman from Ohio has 3.25 remaining.
Thank you. Madam Speaker, I now yield 45 seconds to the distinguished gentleman from Maryland, Mr. Mfume.
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
We won't bore you with more from the Democrat side of the aisle. I was hoping to get some of the arguments against the bill. And by the way, this would defund police. It would end qualified immunity for the cops, which means that even bad people could end up suing the cops if the cops shot them. Okay? Even if it was in the line of duty. That's what's so incredibly bizarre about all of this. This whole thing is just absolutely out of hand, and they call it the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, H.R. 1280. It may pass the House. It probably will pass the House, but it should not pass in the Senate. I think there will be doubts as to whether this bill will ever see the light of day in the Senate. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on the AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a 3-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I still don't know why we don't have $1,400 checks in our mailbox. What is Congress doing? What is the Senate? The Senate's had this bill for a week or so now. My question is, what are they doing with it? The Demo-rats are playing politics again. Do they not have the votes? I don't know. John Barrasso is a Republican. He's from Wyoming. He is a senator. I want to go to Cut 5 real quick. Why he opposes this COVID-19 relief bill. By the way, it's fine if you oppose it. If you want to improve it, trim it, whittle it down, that's fine with me. But why hold it up? This was John Barrasso earlier today in our nation's capital.
Well, this bill is not about coronavirus relief. This is a wish list of liberal spending. This is packed with pork. And yesterday we pointed out the tunnel of love, Pelosi's tunnel of love to Silicon Valley, and Schumer's bridge to Canada. As we pointed those out, those have now been removed from the bill. But those were small items compared to the amount of money that New York and California are going to get in this blue state bailout. Governors around the country are up in arms about this. My state, home state governor in Wyoming, is joined 20 other Republican governors, and it is bipartisan because the Democrat governor of Kansas, Governor Kelly, has joined in this, saying, and it was in the today's USA Today, GOP governors called, 21 GOP governors, and then you read it also, Governor Kelly, called Biden's relief bill biased. That's what it is. This is a biased piece of legislation. They got it right. They talk about how punishing it is to their states who didn't do a complete shutdown at the time of coronavirus. They made a decision to try to keep people working, keep people on the job, let people go about their lives instead of shutting down like New York and California did. So if you're trying to do a distribution formula to help states who have been hurt most by the virus, you might say, how many people were sick there? How many people lost their lives there? How has the virus itself impacted the health of the people? Not saying which states chose to shut it down, clamp down, with the wink and the nod from Joe Biden running for president, saying, keep it closed, I'll make sure you get paid off big. That's what this is. This is a payoff to his Democrat supporters in Illinois, in California, in New York. And he's asking people from all around the country who have done and acted responsibly during all of this for them to pay the bill.
That's Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. And he makes a great point. My whole issue is, why does it take so long for the Senate to deal with this bill? It just makes no sense at all. I mean, they've been discussing this and discussing this and discussing this. It's time to vote. And if I'm going to get a $1,400 check, a stimulus check, then so be it. If not, fine, move on to the next thing. We talk about the Senate being the world's best deliberative body, but I'm going to tell you something, it's taken them forever. It took the House forever to get their bill done. Then once it got to the Senate, they dropped the Nancy Pelosi bullet train. And, you know, the tunnel of love in New York for Chuck Schumer. That got taken out of the bill. I mean, I'll just tell you. The pace of play, not just in Carson City, but in our nation's capital, is absolutely driving me nuts. I mean, I hate to say it, but it really honestly is. Coming up, We'll take you to Carson City, where the pace of play has been, well, shall we call it, a little slow. Is the pace going to be picking up anytime soon? We are into week 5. Greg Hafen will join us. He is the Assemblyman for District 36, and we'll find out